You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Where art thou, Gunnar Henderson and Corbin Carroll? Let's discuss on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Happy Saturday, August 27th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White, the 5 prospects on The Verge. You might have heard these names before. Gunnar Henderson with the Orioles, Corbin Carroll with the Diamondbacks, Josh Young with the Rangers, Miguel Vargas with the Dodgers, and Oswald Peraza, the shortstop for the Yankees. I believe that he is a new addition to this list, Scotty.
He is. He replaces Alec Burleson, who had been on there for a long time, Cardinals prospect. But with the way Lars Nootbaar has caught fire for the Major League team, not so confident we're going to see Burleson soon. I think Oswald Peraza of the Yankees makes more sense given the disappointing performance of Isaiah Kiner-Falefa this year. Of course, he never provided much offensively, but he was a defensive standout in the past, less so this year. And Peraza has been crushing it at AAA for the past 2.5 months, basically. You look at the season stat line and it's okay, it's whatever, but he's been a monster since June 11th, batting well over 300, plenty of power, plenty of speed. And he doesn't have, you know, he wouldn't be a defensive liability. A lot of times young shortstops, that is a concern for them, but it doesn't seem like it would be for Oswald Peraza. Now, Brian Cashman, the Yankees GM, has downplayed the idea of calling up Peraza, saying, I don't know that we'd have a place to play him. They recently called up Oswaldo Cabrera, who is a lesser prospect, more of a utility profile. And that's why they called, according to Cashman, that's why they called him up, because he has more experience at different positions and that's the role they needed to be filled. So it's kind of, you know, given Isaiah Kiner-Falefa a vote of confidence. But I think more likely Peraza and Gunnar Henderson and Corbin Carroll are all in the same boat in that they are going to be up at some point in September, but they don't, when they do come up, you know, the idea would be to play them every day. And they don't, the team, the people running those teams don't want them to exceed 130 at bats and lose rookie eligibility for next year. Cause the whole point of calling them up now would be to let them get their feet wet so that they can hit the ground running next year, be there on the opening day roster, and potentially put those teams in position to net a draft pick if those prospects go on to win awards over the next few years or to place an award voting over the next few years. That's a new rule introduced by the CBA to curb service time manipulation. And, you know, that's the buzz right now, that teams are going to start doing that with their top prospects, calling them up late the year before they otherwise would have called them up so that they can be ready to go on opening day and put them in a position to get some draft picks, hopefully.
I almost wonder, Scott, if this is going to work as almost like the inverse of service time manipulation that we've seen before, where we have to wait to see a prospect that season. But now, like, for example, say that the Orioles thought Gunnar Henderson was ready in July, but now they want to wait until September so that he can still have that eligibility for next year, right? So I think this might actually be something that we deal with moving forward, where, you know, even if someone's ready in like July or August, a team might wait until September just to have that rookie eligibility for the following year, as you mentioned. So,
yeah, I mean, obviously it depends. Well, we saw the Braves call Vaughn Grissom up because they had a need and he's filled it well, and it's probably going to lose rookie eligibility in the process. So it's never been an all or nothing thing.
Right.
Any kind of service time manipulation. But of course, I mean, GMs are going to act, if you give them incentives, they're going to act in the way that allows them to take advantage of those incentives. So like, I just think it's unreasonable to think they're not going to take advantage of whatever you give them. But, you know, at least this way, we'll see more top prospects on the opening day roster, I think, which will be less less frustrating for fans.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Five prospects on the periphery. Sal Frelick, an outfielder with the Brewers. Mark Vientos, third baseman with the Mets. Blaze Jordan, a third baseman with the Red Sox. Edgar Cuero, a catcher with the Angels. And Dalton Rushing, a catcher with the Dodgers. What about these?
So, yeah, a couple catchers there who have gained a lot of traction this year. Logan Ohapi, who the Angels just acquired from the Phillies in the Noah Syndergaard deal, he's probably the biggest breakout catcher prospect of this year. But the second biggest might be another guy in the Angels organization, Edgar Cuero, who you mentioned. And only 19 years old, but a switch hitter, just seems to have really good hitting instincts, hitting for average, low strikeout rate, good walk rate. Definitely somebody you need to be aware of in dynasty leagues. And Dalton Rushing, like I think this is the first time we've featured a 2022 draft pick in this segment here. And it's the 40th pick of the 2022 draft. But like that just like it's the Dodgers coming through again with this diamond in the rough, the way they so often do, keeping their farm system strong, even though they're consistently picking late in drafts. Dalton Rushing has really caught the eye of scouts with his early performance so far. Handles the catcher position well. Good on-base skills. Makes a ton of premium contact, hitting long home runs already. A left-handed hitter for a catcher, which is always a nice bonus. So Dalton Rushing could be a big riser in dynasty leagues over the next year or two. And by the way, I want to mention Sal Frelick of the Brewers, who was you included here. We could see him taking over in center field at some point in September, too. The Brewers are currently playing Tyrone Taylor out there. He's not offering much. They're fighting for a playoff spot. Sal Frelick doesn't have a lot of power, but good hit tool, speed. I could see him having a ceiling along the lines of like a Stephen Kwan, maybe even a little better. So even in redraft leagues, Sal Frelick is somebody to keep in mind.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Monday morning. Bye-bye.
New CBS Monday.
Federal agents.
Hands where we can see them.
NCIS Hawaii is back.
About to set it up.
New criminals to catch.
Armed robbery, aggravated assault, murder.
And new investigations to be solved.
These guys were good, but even masters make mistakes.
Vanessa Lachey and featuring LL Cool J.
Violin Island, you got it.
Welcome to paradise.
A new NCIS Hawaii, Monday, 10/9 Central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.